Before I start, welcome to church tonight. Is everyone having a good night? Having fun? Do you like the band? All different? It was a bit of something interesting. I thought it was working okay in the end there. A bit of fun. Why not? If you really love it, this is what a segue. Didn't even mean to do that. Pardon? Doesn't sound... The album, Cities, just came out. Whoa. Doesn't sound like that. That's the remix version. But we are having the album launch next Saturday night. So if you want to come along, come to that. It's at 8 o'clock. This is a really, really good one to bring a friend to because it's just going to be fun. It's going to be cool. We're going to play through the entire album, I think, yeah, pretty much. And there'll just be some media on, like, what it's about and why. And so I really encourage you to buy the album so that we don't lose lots of money. And so that you can give it to a friend, because I think, like, Luke did most of the writing, and I know that his heart was just to write songs that, you know, someone who's following Jesus or someone who doesn't know God can listen to it and can appreciate it and can get something out of it, and hopefully God will speak to them through it. And so these are available right now for sale. The guys have them at the back, and if you pre-ordered, you can pick yours up. But 8 o'clock next Saturday night, right here, it is going to be fun. It is going to be loud. Me and Josh have been talking about pulling the drums out of the cage. And so then, you know, drums unleashed next Saturday night, potentially. You know, we might test it if it's ridiculous and it might not work. But so get along to that. All right. Who's ready? If you weren't there on Wednesday night, that's a real shame. You should have been there. It was a really, really good night. And this might sound weird because I preached, but I thought it was a good word. Adrian tells me that it was good, and so I'm allowed to say it, I think. I'll just quote him. I don't know if I preached that great, but I felt like God had really something to say, and I hope that I kind of said that. And so if you missed it, then get it on the podcast. Do we podcast Wednesday nights? Yes, we do, so get that podcast, get there. But get to House Builders, hey. I was really touched. Like, as you know, Dave Whalen passed away this week, and we had the service this afternoon, which was incredible. But I came in early on Wednesday night, and the Whalens were here already setting up chairs, and I was just blown away. And that's what it takes to build the house. You know, it's not about, you know, music or a good preaching or something like that, but it's just about people who will devote their lives to building the kingdom. And man, so good. And I was so challenged today, just this afternoon, just by everything that everyone was saying about Dave Whalen, and just, you know, that's the kind of man that I want to be, and that's the kind of people that I want in our church, and like, that's, you know, that's the kingdom of God belongs to people like that. I know that's a bit of a misquote, but I don't care. That's it's real life, hey, and I want to talk about that tonight. Last week, I kind of started sharing some vision for youth and young adults, and, you know, where we can go, and what I feel like God has for us. And I want to do a bit more of that tonight. And yes, this will be used and explained at some point. And it's going to be different. You know, I've just got kind of notes and I'm going to just go for it. And this is kind of what I did last week as well. I'm going to stand this from the start now so nothing's going to fall over. And I just really want us to get the heart, because that's what it's all about. Amen. And, you know, I'm going to pray before I start. God, just thank you so much for your presence here tonight. God, thank you for just a family of believers. God, not just a service or an organization, but a family of people who want to follow you, who want to honor you with their lives, and who just want to see your kingdom come and your will be done. And so, God, I just feel privileged and honored to be part of this family. And I pray that we would all feel that, God, but that right now you would just speak to us through your word. You would just give us real clear focus, real clear direction. God, you'd help us really to listen to what you want to say. And God, I just pray that you would just be on this time and you would just have your way in our hearts and in our lives, God. And yeah, I just pray that you would just use this time for your work and your purpose, God. Amen. Man, it's good to be in church. And you know, it was a big day in church today, a big day. And I'm glad that you're all here. You know, we started with Life Group this morning and kept on going all the way through, and I love it. And I don't want to go to work tomorrow. I think we should have another church service. You know, I talked last week a bit about just heart and the purpose, and tonight I want to talk about love. Sounds good, hey? You know, God is love. That's what the Bible says, and it's really simple. And it's His heart, and it's His purpose for us, and His purpose for the world. And God wants to show us that He loves us, and He wants us to show others that God loves them. And the most important thing that we can do as followers of Jesus is to show somebody that Jesus loves them. It's not to tell them that they've done the wrong thing or to live a certain way that looks religious, but it's to show people the love of God through the things that we do, and show people that we love God through the way that we live. Show God that we love Him, and that's what it's about. Yeah, and so like this kind of new vision and this new season for us is really not new at all, because it's always been the heart of our church. It's always been my heart, but that we as a group of young people, young adults, and older adults, and everyone, you know, would have just one heart, and a one heart of just love for God and love for people. And if you know our like mission statement, which you should, because it's on the video like every single week, it says love God, love people, and live His purpose. And that's what we're about, and that's really what I want to talk about tonight. Because, you know, when we get our heart for God, right, and like what Dad was saying about just deciding in your heart, just knowing, resolving in yourself that you will love God. And when you get that, then you can love people. And when you do that, then you can live the purpose that God has for you. And it's not complicated stuff. It's not amazing stuff. It's real simple, but it's the Word of God, and it's the way that we are called to live our lives, and it's exactly what God has for us, and it's what He's called us to do, and it's why He's planted us in this city. You know, Mum had all the countries and stuff come up this morning in the talking about missions and everything that was going on in the world, and all of it was moving, and all of it was really hitting me, but then she put up Wollongong, and something in my heart just leaped. And I was just like, God, You put me in the right place. You know, and it was just like a fresh sense even this morning that, you know, we are called to be here for a purpose. And we've been planted in this city for a reason. You know, I wasn't born in Wollongong, but I've pretty much been raised in Wollongong most of my life. And I just know that we are not here by mistake, but we are here for a reason. And all of you are here for a reason. Even Nan and Pop, who are visiting just for the weekend, are here for a reason tonight. Now, Nan is one of my biggest fans, I think, on the podcast, and she listens to all our messages, and it's really, really cool. I love it. Thanks, Nan. It's nice to know that somebody likes me. I love just, yeah, oh, man, Generations. That was so good today. I'm going to get really distracted tonight, because it's just been such a big day in church, and so much from today. But I love what Josh Whalen said about, you know, the God of David and Brian and Josh. And, you know, I love that. And I love that I've got Frank and Daff and Ron and Heather and Andrew. And it's just like that heritage. And if you are the first person in your family to ever come into a church, then, you know, you've got, you're the patriarch. You're the number one. You're the God of the first one. And so your job is to build those generations, amen, and that's exciting. You know, I'm going to just get into this, or we're never going to finish. The kind of key scripture for tonight comes from Romans 15, and I shared it last week as well, but I don't need to open your Bible. Romans 15:7 says, "Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God." It's that simple, you know. If we would accept each other as Christ has accepted us, then we would go a long way to doing what He's called us to do, you know. Honestly, this is an incredibly challenging statement, because when I know what Christ has done for me, when I know how He's accepted me, that when I was lost in my sin and I was condemned to death, that He died for me, that He took the punishment for everything that I had done wrong, that He loved me when I didn't deserve love, and He gave everything for me. And then the challenge is, if I want to bring praise to God, then I would accept other people in that same way. Then that's this radically different life to how I think we often live. Amen? And I think that love is the commandment. You know, it's in Matthew 22. You know, I haven't marked anything in my Bible tonight, so I'm just going to be flicking around, going old school. I'm just going to save that Romans 1. Where did I say Matthew 22? I think I said Matthew. I've got Matthew written down. Okay, whatever. It says here, the experts, the teachers of the law, they ask Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? And he just says really simply, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. And this is so, like, this is a simple message tonight. And please don't, like, just dismiss that because you go, oh yeah, I've heard this before. But let's really get that, you know, what I really feel is vision and focus and new season for us is that we would just focus on loving God, loving people. It's really simple. That we would have a community of young people who just love each other and who just love their God with all their heart. And then it doesn't become a question of, oh, do I have to do something else? Or do I have to live that way? Or what can I get away with? It? But it's just like, no, I want to live a life that is just sold out for Jesus because I love him. And all I want to do is tell my friends. And I want to, I'm not just going to ram it down their throat, but I'm going to love them so that they know that God loves them. Amen. And that's what it's about. And that's real simple. But really hard at the same time. And so that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. And this is where the paint comes in. So you're going to bear with me. You know how I said last week that I had logos and stuff? This is like a branding exercise. This is what I do, you know, as a job other than this. And this is explaining the logo to the client and justifying what everything is. You're going to see it. It's going to maybe work. Tonight we will see. Is everyone excited about that? So we have been working, and I've been working on just vision, and this is not going to work. We will see. This is, oh yeah, it's not working as well as I hoped. This is love God, okay? That line, yeah, bear with me. This will make sense after the second point. That's love God, okay? You know, this is what we are called to do, and it is totally crucial, and our heart for God is everything, and without it, we've got honestly nothing. You know, I was reading in 2 Kings this week, and I read this story about this king called Josiah. Has anybody else heard of Josiah? Josiah was 8 years old when he became the king. That's, anybody 8 years old? No? Cool. It's probably good. he was 8 years old when he became the king. And when he became king, the whole country was doing all sorts of crazy stuff, you know. The people were worshipping all these idols. People were literally sacrificing their children to false gods. Like, they were messed up, yeah? And here's this young guy, Josiah, who has a heart for God. And unlike his father and everybody else that was before and the people around him, it says in 2 Kings 22, verse 2, that he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and he followed completely the ways of his father David. So saying he's, well, that's not his actual immediate father, but his, that's his heritage, yeah? Not turning aside to the right or the left. Then it says, in the 18th year of his reign, King Josiah sent his secretary and blah, blah, blah. They go up and they're trying to rebuild the temple and the temple of God. And they find, when they're doing this, they find the book of the law. This is what Moses wrote. This is God's commands for his people on how to live. And they read this book to the king. And it says here in verse 11, 2 Kings 22, when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his robes. And he said, go and inquire of the Lord about all the people, because great is the Lord's anger that burns against us, because those who have gone before us have not obeyed the words of this book. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written here concerning us. And then he goes on, and it's crazy. You should read the story for yourself, because, you know, it's a couple of chapters and it's in Chronicles as well. But basically, he just goes like on this righteous rampage where he just starts, you know, tearing down all the idols and killing off all the people that are doing the wrong thing and like wrecking tombs of bad guys and like smashing stuff and restoring worship of God in the temple. And he just goes nuts. And this guy, when he reads the book of the law, he was 26 years old. I'm 26 years old. Is anyone else 26? Fons, I know you're not 26. But thanks, guys. You guys, you're the most encouraging boys. You put your hand up for everything and it encourages me. It's good. Thank you. You know, he's a young man and he has a heart for God. And because of that heart for God, he just acts out of that. He says he tore his robes when he heard. It's not, I don't think God was like moved as, like, I think it was good that he restored the worship and he did all that and he broke down all the idols and all of that. But I think what God sees is a young man who will just, like, his heart is broken when he hears what God has said and he sees that his people aren't following it. And he just rips his robes and he weeps and he cries and he says, we need to change this. Now, you know, that's the sort of heart I think that we need, that like we would see the world around us and we would see in our own lives and we'd see in our friends and that our hearts would be broken because we just have a heart for God and we know that, you know, we're not honoring him and our world is not honoring him and that we would do everything in our power to see that change, amen. You know, we are loved so much by God and I think sometimes we get into this like theological thing. And my notes are sideways, so that's why I'm doing this. You know, and we get caught into this trap of like, oh, I follow God, I'm a Christian, and so I'm going to argue my theology with people. And I just think that we miss the point, yeah? Because I think that people will argue about theology, but they can't argue with a genuine heart for God. And nobody could sit there today, like honestly, sitting in that memorial service today, and nobody can argue with David Whalen's heart for God. Nobody can look at that and say, that's not real. Nobody can put that down because it's real life. It's real faith. It's a real love for God. And that's what it takes, amen. Let's not like look to argue and put down other people. But let's show how much we love God by the way that we treat him. Let's remember what God has done for us, what he has done for you. You know, in 1 John 4, it says, what does it say? Someone would know this. You know, the famous one. We love because he first loved us. I will read bits here. It says, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. You know, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us. His love is made complete in us. You know, when we have a heart for God, then we have a heart for people. And you can't separate those two things. And that brings me to my next point. This is the wrong size. This is going to work. So, that remember, that's loving God. And then, ta-da, that's loving people. And there you go. Does that make sense? Everyone, that was cooler for me, I think. Anyone else like that? Good. I'm not that I need you to like applaud me. I just was like, you know, sometimes you make up logos, like this in my job, and then you just make up rubbish to explain to a client what it means. But really, it's just looked cool. But this actually has a meaning. So, and that's a rough interpretation. But really, it's a heart. You can see the heart, I hope. Otherwise, it's not a very good logo. But you can see the heart. And I think that our heart needs to be loving God and needs to be loving people. And when they meld together, then we find our vision and our purpose. Amen. And when they join together, then that's when we start to move and we start to do things. And, you know, it's an arrow. Come on. Maybe it's just me that gets excited about that sort of thing. Possibly. I was excited by it. Now, when we have love for God and we have love for people, then we have our purpose. Amen? When those things overlap, then we start to live out what He's called us to live out. Then we start to show people that God actually loves them and not that He judges them. You know, I think we can get good at you know, being a Christian and I don't know, judging the world and saying, you're all going to hell, which is true. But, you know, that's God's place to judge. It's our place to just love people. Amen. And I don't want to be known for being, like, right. I want to be known for having love for people, yeah? I think that when we love people, then it shows their love for God. It's like I said in that Romans 15, that when we accept other people just like Christ accepted us, it brings praise to God. It brings glory to God. You know, it says in Matthew that you know, we are the light of the world. And when we show each other love, when we add good deeds and we do them, then it honors God and people praise Him for it. You know, when we argue about being right, then nobody glorifies God. But when we show love, people glorify the name of Jesus. Amen. It's real simple, you know. It's not a show or an event, but it's just genuinely loving people like Jesus did. You know, in Mark 8, there's this cool story about this blind guy who gets healed. And I was really interested. I read it the other day, and it didn't make sense to me for a little while. And I want to read a bit to you and then just tell you what I feel like God said to me out of that. It says, they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. And then it says, this is what I didn't get at first. It says, he took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, do you see anything? He looked up and said, I see people. They look like trees walking around. Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. His eyes were open, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, don't even go into the village, or go and just don't tell anybody. I was like, what is Jesus doing? Like, obviously, there are many times where Jesus has healed people and it's been a big thing and everyone has seen it and it's been instantaneous and amazing. But Jesus takes this guy and he leads him out of the village, away from everybody else, and he heals him, and then he says, don't even talk about it. Don't tell anybody. Obviously, the guy did, because we read about it. But I just was reading it, and I'm like, what is that about? And I just really felt like it was just about, like, Jesus was not here for the show, but for people. And he didn't want this guy's incredible healing moment to be like a show put on display for other people to see. You know, these guys' friends brought him because they cared about their friend, but Jesus didn't want it just to be this big, wow, look at Jesus moment. He wanted this guy to be able to see. And I think that we need to be people that, like, we don't want to have a big look at us, how, like, good is the show, but you know, just look how much Jesus loves you. You know, and I think that's what it means when it says in that verse in Romans, like, that we would accept one another like Jesus accepted us. You know, it wasn't for an event, it wasn't for a program or a service or a show, but it was just every day, day in, day out, honoring God, loving people, wanting just to do what God has called us to do. Amen. So that's kind of it. That's, you know, vision, and that's where I really just feel like God's saying stuff. And I think it's at the fusion of our love for God and our love for people that we see purpose and vision. And I think if you're trying to figure out what God's called you to do, then He will always combine those two things. And if you can combine those two things in your life, then you won't be far wrong, like, whatever you do. You know, if you love God with all your heart and you love people like you love yourself, then it says everything else hangs off that. And so I think that's, like, what God wants to do in our lives, and I think that's what He wants to do in this season in our youth and our young adults, and with this service and our life groups, that it would be more than a service or an organization, but it would be a family of believers who love God and who love people. And when you join that, then you get focus, you get vision, you get direction, you get a future, you get a hope, you get movement. Amen. And that's when God's going to bring healing, and he's going to bring people, and he's going to build his church. And you know, all we've got to do is focus on loving people like he loved us and loving God. Amen. Cool. That's all I've got. God, I just thank you so much for what you have done for us. God, I pray that we would never take for granted what Jesus did on that cross. God, that the only reason we can even love people is because you loved us first. And so, God, I pray that we would just understand that. God, that we would have a revelation of, you know, how undeserved it is that you love us, but also, God, of how much you love us and how big your grace is, and that it is sufficient, that it is enough for us. God, I pray that we would live lives that honor you, that glorify you, and that love people. God, that we wouldn't get caught in like being in a club or having judgment or being right, but we would just show love to people any way we can, for as long as we can, for your glory, God. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you want to stand with me tonight. You don't have to, but maybe you want to, and just say, yeah, that's the way that I want to live my life. I want to love people. I want to love God. I want to do what he's called me to do. I want to give my life. I want to resolve that question either for the first time, or just, you know, reconfirm that, or just say, yep, I'm on that already, and I resolved that a long time ago. But maybe you just stand with me if you want to and just say, yep, that's what we're about. You know, let's love people, let's love God, and let's just do what he's called us to do. Amen. That he would build his kingdom, that he would build his church, the gates of hell would not prevail. In Jesus' name. Hey, God, I just thank you for everyone standing up. God, I thank you for an incredible family. God, I thank you that it's real, that it's not about an organization, a club, a team, anything like that, but it's a family of believers who love you with all their heart. God, I pray that you would just expand our hearts, that we could love you more and we could love people more. God, that you would just put a burden in our heart for our city. God, a burden on our heart for the things that you see, God, and the needs that you see. God, give us fresh vision and purpose as we just get about loving you and loving people. And God, just really simply, just put a passion in our heart for you. God, I thank you for everyone here tonight. God, everyone whose heart is open, everyone who's standing and who's saying, yep, I want to be a part of that. God, that this week you would speak to them. This week you would speak a fresh word into their heart, God, into all of our hearts. God, that you would say something really, really clearly to every one of us, God, about what you want us to do, God, how you want us to live. Maybe it'll be about someone at work. Maybe it'll be about our family. Maybe it'll be a big life choice. Maybe it'll be about going overseas, doing missions, or maybe it'll be something simple that you want us to do just in our lives, God, and how we, I don't know, spend our time with you or something like that. But God, I just pray that you would speak to us and that you would use us for your glory and your purpose. Amen. Thank you, God. Before we finish, and while everyone's still standing, I want to give an opportunity to invite Jesus into your life tonight. We do this every week. The prayer will come up on the screen and we're all going to pray it together. And this is the first step, you know. That's what it said in that verse in 1 John 4, that we love God because he loved us. That's the truth. That's the reality of it, that God loves you so much and Jesus died for you on the cross. And you know, all we need to do to have forgiveness is just to accept him as the Lord and the Savior of our lives. And it says in the Bible that if you believe it in your heart and you confess it with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, then you will be saved. And so that's what this opportunity is tonight, for you to get saved. So we're going to pray this prayer together. It'll come up on the screen. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life. I'll follow you. Amen. Awesome. Thanks, guys.